So, welcome everybody. And I want you all just the first thing is like take really a deep breath. And as you let go of the air, most of you already have your eyes closed already. So, take that deep breath and hold on to it and then slowly let it go. And while you do that, already make sure your eyes are closed. And just start sending waves of relaxation. To your face. Loosen up the muscles around your mouth. Relax your face, your eyes. You can start sending waves of relaxation to your neck, all the way down to your arms. And feel how your fingers starting to relax also. Start sending wave of relaxation down your spine, to your chest, and your stomach. And as you send those waves of relaxation, if there's any part in your body that needs to be adjusted for you to feel comfortable and relax, you should do that. And I want you to send a wave of relaxation down all the way to your hips, the thighs. Legs and your toes, and just enjoy whatever sensation that is present there for you. At this moment, I just want you all to be present, that we will go to an awesome journey, a healing journey, a journey of quest, a journey of finding answers for questions that are out there open for you, or just to see things that you would like to see, or maybe meet people or things that you would like to meet. And inside this journey, the first thing we do is we create a safe space. And we all know what a safe space is. And it's somewhere that you feel safe, that at any time during the journey, you shift yourself to that place and stay there if you choose so. If there is anything on your way, if you don't feel comfortable. And we will call you before we come back to join us and come back here. So you can play with that safe space now and just feel how it is to be there. And while you're there, I just want to create the rules of this journey again. And the rules are, we're going down the steps together, and we're coming back together. However you do it in between is up to you. You can join me, but you can also go on your own. And you can feel comfortable and comfort that you will always find me whenever you want to. And you can join the group whenever you want to. The second commitment we make is that everything we experience inside the journey is to be interpreted through the glasses of healing and self-empowerment. Those are the intentions that we set tonight, and everything that we experience are inside those intentions. Also during the journey, I'm going to ask you to move your toes, so I'll know that you're present inside that. So practice moving your toes with me. Awesome. Thank you. So that will be the sign for me to know that you're with me and that I didn't lose you inside the journey and that we're going together. Another thing that is important for you to know is that inside the journey, whatever you see that doesn't work for you, just fix it. The journey is a reflection of you. And if there's anything that doesn't work, you have all the power to recreate it and have it done and set your way. So if you walk around, for example, and you see that inside your garden the land is dry, feel free to create a water system that will feed the land with water to make sure that it's fertile and wet. If there's anything that is needed inside your forest or your garden or your inside of your journey, then just make sure to create it. So don't leave things, if you feel that they're not complete, don't leave them incomplete. Inside that, I want you to walk in the park and get there, and however you get there is perfect. And just walk in the park and just enjoy the walking. And the sun is shining and it's warm exactly as you want it to be. And it's an amazing day at the park. And you might see things or not. You might see people or animals, but you definitely could see the trees and the path and the bushes and the flowers. And at some point, the path that you're walking ends, and a foyer of 10 steps just open up in front of you. The steps are wide, which means you can take a few steps on each step. And inside that, on every step, there is a door to the right that will lead us somewhere. While we go down the steps, we might use a few of the doors to explore and do a few things. So we're going to take the first step down, and as we go down, we're just sinking into ourselves, going deeper and deeper and deeper, feeling relaxed, safe, comfortable. I want you to take another step down, and as you take that step, you'll multiply the depth where you're heading, and you're just diving deeper and deeper and deeper. Feeling that you're going so deep inside yourself into places that you rarely go. I want you to take another step down, and as you take that step, you're going deeper and you're quadrupling the depth that you were before. Deep, deep, deep inside you. that step, we're going to open the door, and inside that door, we have a beautiful forest with all the birds that exist in the world. And I want you to walk around, and you can either choose a bird or have the bird choose you. All the birds are safe, and you can just walk around and just notice which birds would like to speak to you and would like to be your journey bird today. And if a bird is not finding you and you would like to be a different form of flight, however you want to do it, works for me. But if you have a bird or anything else, just practice that bird way of being. Get all the knowledge that you need from the bird. And play with it. At this point, you can say thank you to the bird and come back to the stirs, because we're going to use the bird later, as you all know. And I want you to take another step down. And as you take that step down, you're going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the better it feels. We're going to take another step down. Again, we're going deep, deep, deep inside, multiplying the depth, feeling that you're going into spaces inside you that you don't explore all the time. But remember, we are inside you, traveling inside the garden that you created. And I want you to take another step down and go deeper and deeper and deeper. And at this point, we're going to open the door. And when we open that door, you're going to find yourself in a rainforest in the Amazons. It is safe there. There's nothing that you cannot handle. And as you get there, I want you to look around for any plants or any trees or anything that can provide you with special healing medicine. And some of you might already know to find a shaman inside the village that is next to where you are. And if you don't, just keep going wherever you are. The trail that you're walking on will lead you into the village. And the shaman's tent has a beautiful tent. And you can notice it because it has a lot of feathers and maybe some other symbols that you know that represent that he's a medicine person. And if you don't know what plant to pick up, you can ask him, what are you dealing with? And request him to give you the medicine. And it could be for you or for anybody else in your life that you would like medicine. And if you do that, that you take medicine for other people, you can either create the invitation now for them to come and take it, or later in a journey, have it that they come visit you so you can give them the medicine. however you do it is perfect. If you need more time there, just wiggle your toes. Awesome. You can come back to the stairs. In however way you find yourself getting back, say thank you for everything there. And I want you to take another step down. This time, going deeper and deeper and deeper into yourself. And taking another step down and multiplying the depth that you are going into. The deeper you go, the better it is. The deeper you go, the better you feel being inside yourself. Now we're going to take the last step down, and as we take it down, you can just keep walking down there, and you're going to see a path that will lead you to the top of the mountain. And as you walk inside your forest or garden, and whatever is there for you, remember, it's yours. And whatever is not working there, correct it. And keep walking up to the top of the mountain. And as you walk, enjoy the sun that is shining above you. And enjoy the beautiful scenery that is out there for you, however it is. When you get to the top of the mountain, find that rock that we go on and just look at the sun and have the sun rays just warm you and convert you into the bird or however you chose to fly today. And today's flying is different. We're not going to the island. We might go there later, but we're going to go somewhere else today. Today, we're going to do what's called cloud hopping. And in a minute, I'm going to explain to you. The first thing what I want you to do is really to jump from that rock and just enjoy that space of flying. Just look from above, and look what you see. And if there's anything that you see that doesn't work for you from above, just send something to correct it and make it work. And make sure that however you fly and whatever you see works for you. And I want you to go up and down and feel the wind blowing and the feathers moving with the wind. And feel the sun warming the feathers on your back. And enjoy that concept of being free and being a bird. and the amazing feeling that it brings to you. And now what I want you to do, I want you to fly high, high, right above the clouds. And how do you know you're above the clouds? The only way to know is when you look down, all you see is the most beautiful white carpet. That's how you know you're above the clouds. And I just want you to hover right up there. And this time, we're going to be hovering on the clouds. And there's more clouds above the first layer that you're seeing. And I want you to continue flying up high for the second layer above. And continue flying up high to the third layer. And here's what's going to happen. On the fourth layer and beyond that, there might be things that you might be interested in seeing. There might be people, there might be angels. I want you to keep flying to the higher level clouds and see if there's anything that attract your attention, and if there's anyone there that is waiting for you to have a conversation with, or if there's any guiding angel that is waiting for you with a message. I'm going to give you some time. And if you don't see anything in the third layer, continue to the fourth. And in every layer, you either have someone, and if you don't, continue to the next layer. And just hop from a cloud to a cloud. And if there's a lot of people, manage them. So my request, you meet with at least two sources. And if you don't see anything or anyone, that's fine too. Just look to see what is out there for you on those clouds. And just be present to purity and love. And I will give you some time to play there. if you met with one person or one entity, you want to wrap it around and keep hopping. Some of you have specific people they want to meet there. You can invite them to wait for you. And some of you have a general to meet, so invite a general. Some of you are just curious, so just be curious what is out there. As you meet the people that you meet, be present to the healing that is required, if at all, between you and those people, and the healing messages that are being sent to you. If you need more time on the clouds, let me know. Just move, wiggle your toes. Awesome. If you don't need more time, just play there. Fly around. Enjoy. Maybe go visit someone. Send them love. At this point, you want to start wrapping whatever is out there and start preparing for flying down. And as you start diving down, I want you to fly down all the way to the beach. and just walk on the beach. And by the way, at this point, you can convert yourself back to human and walk down the and walk on a beach. And it could be any beach that you'd like to be. And as you walk down there, I want you to look for bottles with messages. You know, the old way when people used to throw bottles with messages. And I want you to be present that on that beach, there is a bottle that is waiting for you with a message for you. So I want you to walk around. And if you have to sip through a debris, just sip through it. And there is a bottle for you. And you can open it. And see what is the message for you. And I don't know who sent it. I just know that it is for you. And the message there is in the space of healing and self-empowerment. And if you don't find one, that's fine too. At this point, I want you to convert yourself back into a bird. And I want you to fly up high. Fly high until you find, from above, you're going to see a beautiful flower garden. I want you to land there. And I want you to find the color of the flower that makes you feel good and sends you the sense of healing that you need. And I want you to extract the powder from that flower, and you have all the knowledge and the know-how. Just make it happen. And when you do that, I want you to put it in your pocket or wherever it works for you to put it. And I want you to fly high again, and this time towards the ocean. And I want you to start getting closer to the ocean, and as you get closer to the ocean, you could see that the ocean is beautiful blue screen TV. And on that TV, scenes from your life are being played. And as you look at those things, if those pictures need healing, I want you to hover right above it and spray the powder that we just extracted from the flower. And if the flower is not enough, and if there's something else you need to do, create that. And when you finish with one, you're going to notice that there are more scenes that are playing on that beautiful big ocean TV. Just keep flying above that and just pay attention to the scenes that draw you to take care of them today. And if there's too many, just choose one, two, or three, whatever works for you. this point, if you need more time above the ocean, just wiggle your toes. Awesome. So I want you to head back to the top of the mountain where we started flying. And I want you to land there. And as you land, convert yourself back to human and find a nice, relaxed spot on the top of the mountain where you can sit and meditate. And I want you to create a source of energy from your head to the sky. And from your bottom to the ground as you create that meditation. And if there are any downloads waiting for you in the Universal Library, just download and upgrade yourself. If there's any question that you have, just send it up and see what answers come back to you. If there's anything in your life that you want an answer for, you can ask and see if the library has the information that you need. If there are any old files inside you that you don't need and they're just really, really heavy inside you, maybe it's time to ship them up there and have it stored in that library instead of you. And create an empty space inside you so you can fill it with new things and new life, new creations. Because with nothing, we can create everything. So feel free to create a space of nothing inside you so you can create everything inside it. If you need more time inside the meditation time, just let me know, wiggle your toes. Okay. So whenever you're ready, you can create a disconnection. Of the energy that you created. To the sky and to the ground. And stand up and get ready to walk down the hill. And this time as you walk down the hill, I want you to start reflecting of everything you experienced. And reflect, what are the healing messages that you're getting from today's journey? And I want you to look at whatever you see around you, because it's all yours. And if there's something around what you see that doesn't work for you, take the time to have it corrected. And if there's something missing inside your forest or your garden, introduce it have it the way you want it to be, not how it grew. And you can walk down back to the stairs where we started. And when you get to the stairs, you can look backward, because everything that you see is you. And everything that is out there is yours. We can start taking the first step up, and we want to make sure that if there's anybody in a safe space, this is the time you join us. And we're going to take the first step up. And you can still look backward, and from that space you can still correct everything that you want to correct and fix. Knowing that you're leaving that space in good shape, and however it's going to grow and continue to develop will affect who you are and will open new horizons for you, a new way of being. And I want you to take another step up, knowing that you are a loving person. Just be present to who you are. And take another step up. This time, you start listening to all the noises in the background, and you're feeling the texture around everything you touch. And you're getting ready to rise up from the depth that we went to. And I want you to take another step up. And as we take that step, I want to set the intention of sending Sigi and her family healing and love. I want you all to use your energy to beam love and healing to her for whatever she's dealing with. And I want you to take another step up. This time, being present to your breath, to your breathing. You can start taking deep breath and be present to your breath. I want you to go up another step. This time my voice is much louder. And you're noticing everything that is inside the room, the noise, maybe the light even a little bit. I want you to take another step up. At this time, I want you to wiggle your toes so I'll know you're with me. Awesome. Awesome. I want you to wiggle your toes. Awesome. And I want you to take another step up, moving away from the deep subconscious level, coming back to conscious, being present to the room, to the light, to the the texture, to the floor that you're lying on, to the mat. And I want you to take another deep breath and let go of that air. And as you let go of that air, you're being present to this room. And of course, there are no more steps to go. So whenever you're ready and you feel comfortable, you can just open your eyes and be present. Happy, nurtured, healed, different, same, however it is, it's perfect. Just take your time coming back to the room. And see what's present for you. Welcome back. Are you with us? Wiggle the toes. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. You guys can relax for a few more minutes. Everybody has a mountain of covers. I can't even see her.
Because I went back and forth.